Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. He was a bystander, went in to help somebody and get shot. It was a very, very tragic.
Al Smith was in that outfield also.
With the Cleveland White Sox, that was in 59. Yeah. Uh-huh. Smith, Landerson was a
real producer. Now, Sherm Wall, what did he do after the White Sox? Was he traded to Washington?
He went somewhere for a while. Then I think he coached a while. See, I was getting out. I went to the National League then, and I was getting out of baseball. I should have been living in Chicago.
Oh.
See, when some person doesn't live here, and you're out of baseball, and they're out of baseball, you don't have much contact.
Yeah,
until 10 years later when they started all these old-timer games. By that time, Shirley passed away. You know, Nellie's passing away, and some of my good friends, you don't see them anymore. You know, I mean, at the game, but you see other ones. Landis, I see Landis, Jimmy Landis.
Now, the Giants. We mentioned that Orlando Cepeda is another person that a lot of people think should probably be in the Hall of Fame. If it weren't for that,
well, that didn't help him. That didn't help him. That's for sure. But he got a lot of good records. There's no question about that. A lot of good hitting he's done. But that goes up to the voting again. You know, and you can't control that.
Was Mays the best player you ever saw? How good was Willie Mays?
Well, I'll tell you, you take all-around ball players. I'd have a tough time making any choice between a Mays, a Mantle, and a DiMaggio. I saw all three.
Yeah, DiMaggio.
I saw all three, and all three did all of the jobs well. DiMaggio and Mantle didn't make great defensive outfielders. I don't think they ever realized how big Yankee Stadium was till Mantle retired after DiMaggio. Because nobody, they were finding balls were falling in right center, left center. These guys used to cover with ease. They'd be there catching the ball. And Mays the same way, pitching with the Giants. Guy would hit a ball, you'd turn around, he'd be there to catch it. You know, it wasn't like he had to race and make a one-handed catch. Everything was fairly easy. But those three fellows, to me, were the greatest all-around ball players that I've ever seen.
Curious that they were all center fielders.
All center fielders. All good hitters, all good base runners, all good, just instinctive ball players. They take that extra base, they do this, they do that, they can do anything. Williams is still the best all-around hitter I've ever seen, you know.
I've heard that DiMaggio never made a base running mistake.
I don't think he did. I didn't. I only had seen Joe actually playing against him about two different years. Funny thing, just the other day, a fellow sent me a write-up in the paper. About a one-hitter I pitched against the Yankees back in 50, I think it was. And he said, I thought you'd like to keep this. I read it. And I'm keeping it now for mainly only one reason. Down the bottom of the thing, it said, along the line, he was still strong, and for the second time for the day, he struck out Joe DiMaggio. Like I struck him out twice. So I'm keeping that thing. I struck him out twice.
You know, this might be a particularly difficult question to answer because you've already tripled yourself on it. If you were to name an all-star team, from the 50s.
Very hard. Very hard because, of course, DiMaggio didn't play much in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
You'd almost have to eliminate him from the 50s because I think he played in 51. Was that his last year?
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, if you take all of the 50s, I mean, you've got Mays, you've got Mantle, you've got Williams. Not too hard. But, of course, you've got a fellow in the National League named Musial that was a pretty fair ball player.
Right.
And you've got Clemente over there with a pretty fair ball player. Detroit's got K-Line. I mean, you'd have one hell of a bench.
Sure would.
I mean, there were some tremendous ball players playing in those. And to pick a few, it's hard. But there's no way I could leave Mantle and Mays and Williams off of the team. They've got to play there from what I saw. And people in the National League, there's no way they could probably leave Aaron or Musial off, you know. It's which league you were in. What if I was in the National League, maybe in the American League, for the 50s, I would probably still take Eddie Matthews. As, you know, one of the, I mean, he could hit for a third baseman. There's nobody going to hit much better than him. George Kell would be there in the American League, of course. There were some good ball players around.
What about the rest of the infield?
Well, you had, let's see, who did we have in here? I'm trying to think who we have in here. Harvey Keene, the American League, playing shortstop most of the time. Johnny Pesky for Boston was always on base, a good hitter and a better than average fielder. Yankees always had great fielding, no matter who played there. McDougal, Kubek, I don't care who played there, they had a good fielder and shortstop. But not the hit. Now, I'm trying to think of the years. What year did Ernie come up as a coach?
I want to say 53.
In 53, you'd have a tough time eliminating Ernie because of his back. Now, his fielding, he was an average fielder. You know, he wasn't that great of a fielder, but he was an average fielder. He was a good fielder.
10 games in 53, 154 in 1954.
So he was out most of the time in the 50s.
Sure.
Be hard to eliminate him from there. Second baseman, I'm trying to think of what second baseman were in the 50s that was much better, Nelly and Shane Beeson. Those two would have to be the second baseman. I can't think of any other ones in the 50s. I'm trying to think. The Yankees had second baseman, but nobody that's going to stand out batting and fielding and everything else wise. Boston had Bobby Doerr, pretty good ball player. Pretty fair ball player.
I guess I don't think of him so much as a 50s player.
He came back into service in 46.
52 or 53.
See, the best second baseman that I'd have to say is when I was a kid. I went to Detroit, Charlie Gehringer.
Yeah.
He was fantastic. Yeah. I'd never seen a man make plays so easy in my life. Of course, I was a kid at the time, but he was my hero.
Yeah, 51 was Bobby Doerr's last year.
Yeah, so you can't count him. You can't count them in the 50s time. But Nelly in the 50s, Nelly would have to rate right up. Nelly and Shane Beeson, the two of them would have to rate right up there, right up near the top. And I guess at first baseman, you'd have to go along with. I'm trying to think, who was much better than Gil Hodges in those years? He could hit, he could field, he could do a little bit of everything. I'm trying to think who we had in the American League in the 50s, strictly. Scourin was a good
person.
Real good. There's no question, but very tough. Boston had different, we had a guy playing in the 50s that is as smooth a first baseman, the other one was Mickey Vernon. Great first baseman.
And a good hitter.
Good ball player. Very good ball player. Catching, you got to take Yogi, without any question. We got a team we can play. We can challenge somebody.
Sure. Now, Yogi came up to the majors about the same time you
did. I played against Yogi when he was at Newark. I was with Buffalo. And then he came up. I think that was 46. I think he may have came up in 47. And I was at Buffalo another year. And then 48.
How much did he grow as a catcher, or were you able to tell?
Yogi Berra, I pitched against him in two or three All-Star games. Very, very much underrated as a catcher. He was a good catcher.
But did he grow into the job, or was he a...
I think he grew into the job.
Born catcher.
He grew into the job. He grew into the job because he was kind of rough around the edges when he first came up, and he just came along... Always a good, you know, he could hit that ball, the high ball, the low ball, anything. Late in the game, made no difference. A good hitter, but he was also a good receiver and called a good game. I never had a chance to notice as much as pitching to him. He's a good catcher.
I'm gathering Paul Richards may have been your favorite manager, although that Lopez was close.
He was close, but Paul would be my favorite manager. Fun with Alvin Dark only for a couple of years. I wasn't that one. No, it's good to have a good manager. I had some good managers along the line, which is good. My first manager is a real hero here. My first manager in 45 when I was at Buffalo for a short period of time was Bucky Harris.
Oh, no.
My second one when I was at Buffalo for a shorter time in 46 was Gabby Hartnett. Real gentlemen, I'll tell you.
Well, I'm familiar with Hartnett in Chicago, of course.
Well, of course, Bucky Harris was with Washington for years as a player, and then he managed the Yankees, you know, and stuff like that. And he was like general manager and manager of Buffalo in 45 when I went there.
Okay, now that I wouldn't know. I associated him with the Yankees.
Because then in 46, when I hurt my back, he flew into Detroit. They went home to visit me, and very nice, just very nice, very nice. Gabby, I was always friends with Gabby. After that, I seen in Chicago here. I used to.
That treatment for your back, obviously it worked, but that's something else that changed a great deal, too, the way in which, not just physical conditioning.
Well, it all depends what your back is. See, they checked me, and they said, well, you're a boy. It turned out you're a boy doing a man's work. So they give me heat and stuff like that, and then all winter long, I was at Ford Hospital in Detroit. They put me in a baking oven. This while they rub and bake. You know, and then the key thing was that just take it easy next year, little by little, come along, which we did. And it worked out pretty good. Never had a back problem. Although I've noticed my back ache a little if I just, well, say when I was running, maybe run for 45 minutes an hour, run a little bit further, it's a little late, we'll just stop. You know, be smart enough to stop. Sure.
Well, it's quite a team that you selected.
Yeah, probably most people pick the same team.
Be very competitive.
Yeah, I think they challenge a few people. Yeah, we could take Ford, we could take Feller, and Lemon, and a few other guys. We have a pretty good pitching staff. Spahn, you know.
Yeah, you know, just simply take that Indians pitching staff, and
that 54 pitching staff? With Lemon, Wynn, Feller, Garcia, Hudeman, and then they had Narleski and Mossy relieving. Now, Leslie could throw as hard as anybody. They had a great pitching staff.
That might be the best pitching staff ever.
Yeah, you can't see much is going to be any better. I mean, they could all go nine innings.
Uh-huh.
You know, and if they needed relief, they had great relief to relieve them. They were tough. They were good. They were good.
But they couldn't win the series.
Four in a row.
It's
the only World Series I ever, the wife and I decided to go to, just to go. So we drove over to Cleveland. To see the last bunch of games we fought. And bingo, they lost two games in the series because they lost two in New York, and it was over, you know. And this team, I mean, they were just a good team all year. Well, everything went wrong for them. Everything went wrong. I was talking to somebody. It wasn't just the Mays catch in center field, but there was another ball that was hit through the mound that hit the pitcher's foot that deflected to somebody that would have scored a run in one of the games. And that's all it took. You know, there was one run, and every break went the wrong way, which can happen.
Yes, it can.
In 59, the last two or three games we played, every ball we hit off somebody was hit at somebody. Can't do anything about that. You know, hit the ball hard, but that's hit the ball good, one out, you know.
Right.
As I always kidded about, somebody said, what was your best pitch? And I think, I said, the Adam ball. You mean the Adam ball? The ball they hit Adam. If you don't have it, you're in trouble. Those Texas leaguers will drive you crazy. No, it's if the breaks are going against you, over the period of a year, they'll even out. You know, but in a short series,
is a different
anything matter. Can happen. Anything can happen.
And it can happen in four games.
Awful quick.
Yeah,
it did become
very, very quick. That's one of the great surprises.
Oh, I think one of the by far the biggest surprise.
Right up there with the Oakland A's losing a couple of years ago. That wasn't supposed to happen.
But again, it did. Great pitching. The LA pitching was fantastic. Well, that was it. A good pitcher for that matter. That hurt his arm later, but had a great year.
For the Angel? Or no. Should put for the A's?
For San Francisco.
Oh.
I mean, for Los Angeles. For the Dodgers. Who pitched so great?
Oh, Valenzuela.
No. Guy won two games, I think, in the series.
Oh.
Pitched great. He won 20-some games that year. Had a fantastic earned run average, and scoreless innings, everything else. Hurt his arm, had a pretty good year, fair year last year.
Losing both of us.
Even in my baseball fans are here. You gotta know that.
Yeah,
three-handed pitcher. He was all everything.
Well, the only names that are coming up with are Marshall and Stewart, and that's not it.
Well, Stewart was for the other team.
Yeah,
that for Oakland.
For Oakland.
Oh, come on. Disappointed in you.
Well, I am too. Disappointed in me too.
Hershiser.
Thank
Oral
you.
Oral Hershiser. Sure. Oral Hershiser.
I was, you know what I was saying? I was keeping on thinking of Heisheimer.
Oral Hershiser.
I said, it's something like that, but it doesn't sound like...
He wouldn't feel happy that we forgot his name.
No, not at all.
And an unforgettable name, too.
But, yeah, I mean, he had a great year. Fantastic year in the series. Well, we got about everything?
I think we probably have. We even got Oral Hershiser.
We got him in there.
Finally. Shouldn't have been that hard, but it was.
Well, I think you got all the. I think I got a book, something like that. I got a couple of those type books.
Yeah, this that's one I was able to pick up at half price, which is still $25.
Yeah, well, that's still better than $50.
I need one of those, too. I'll do that out of the next paycheck.
I got to go looking for a book. But there's a book out. Somebody says in a minute, 100 top pitchers.
Well,
and I signed it for somebody, and I got it. I told myself, we got it the next time on a bookstore, we got to look for that book.
Well, you can tell them that you're supposed to be, that you were one of the
top 10 left-handers of all time.
That's even a little
bit. See, I got to say, James, I got to remember that man's name, James.
Bill.
Very smart man.
Indeed he is. Indeed he is. Well,
You got everything you need?
I think so. I want to thank you again for your time.
Very glad to. I'm sorry we were so confused at first there, but it was getting jammed.
Well, I'm sorry we were confused about Oral Hershiser at the end, too, but that's the way it goes.